Masechet Mo'ed Katan Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will also talk about more situations where a person is facing a Davar Ha'aved. He is going to face a loss, and therefore work becomes permissible. Mishnah says, Machnis Adam Pirotav Pinei HaGanavim. A person is allowed to bring in his produce from the field on Chol HaMo'ed because he's nervous that thieves are going to take it. A person is not allowed to bring his produce in normal situations from the field on Chol HaMo'ed. It's considered to be tirha. It's considered to be unnecessary work, really a burden, hard labor. So therefore, he's not allowed to do it. But in order to prevent a loss, the rabbis allowed him to do it. V'shole pishtano min hamishra b'shpil shelo tova. The person is also allowed to take his flax out of the soaking pond so that it doesn't get ruined. A person would take flax in order to process it, and he would put it together with all everything that comes with it in water. And it has to be removed from water at a certain point or else it becomes spoiled. So here he's allowed to take it out in order to prevent the loss of it getting spoiled. Now, with all laws of preventing a loss on Chol HaMo'ed, the following rule applies. All of this is only allowed if a person is not scheduling his work for Chol HaMo'ed. If a person had the ability to do it before the holiday, he's not allowed to say, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to have free time. I'm off of work on Chol HaMo'ed. I'll do it then because I know I'm allowed to prevent the loss." That's not the permission that the Mishnah is granting over here. Rather, it's telling you if it happens to be a situation that this is what's going on, you're allowed to do it. But not that you could calculate and know that you have free time and then plan it for then. And all of these situations, if a person scheduled his work for Chol HaMo'ed, what we do, we say the Bet Din declares that property ownerless, and then anybody has the ability to take it as sort of a penalty to a person who's scheduling something on Chol HaMo'ed. The rabbis assign this penalty, and he loses whatever he was working on. Masechet Mo'ed Katan, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalin. This Mishnah will talk about other things that are not allowed to be done on Chol HaMo'ed. Even though they don't include any actual melacha, they're not allowed to be done anyway because of different reasons. The first one we'll mention is buying and selling on Chol HaMo'ed. Mishnah says, En lokhin batim avadim ubehema. You're not allowed to buy homes, slaves, or animals on Chol HaMo'ed. Unless you need it on the actual holiday. Buying is prohibited because usually when you buy something, there's exertion involved. You have to put a lot of effort into something. So that's not allowed unless it's needed for the actual holiday itself. If you need a house to live, you need a servant to do things for you, you need an animal in order to slaughter it and get the meat, that's when it would be allowed. And we're giving these three examples over here to teach you that even though these three things become well known, becomes understood by the public that you bought these items, it still would become allowed if they were lesorech hamoed. Or the Mishnah says lesorech hamocher she'en lo mayochal. Or if it's for the seller, if he doesn't have what to eat and he needs money from the sale to provide for his own yom tov food, then you as the purchaser, you as the buyer, are allowed to buy these items from him even on Chol HaMo'ed. Another prohibition because of extra exertion is Mishnah says, "Enimifanin mibayit labayit, aval mifanehu lahatzur." You're not allowed to move items from one house to another house that's far away on Chol HaMo'ed. Moving involves, as we know, a lot of exertion, a lot of hard work. So you're not allowed to move from one place to another. That would be also visible. It's a zilzul. It's a degradation of the holiday when you're moving things on Chol HaMo'ed. But you're allowed to move things from one house to another house within the same courtyard. There's not much exertion involved over there, and it also could be done in a private manner. In certain situations, you're not even allowed to carry things, even if it's a short distance. Mishnah says, "En mevi'in kelim mibet ha'uman." You're not allowed to bring an item from the house of a craftsman because people are going to think that you gave it to him to be repaired on Chol HaMo'ed. And this is a situation where you gave it to him before the holiday started. You just want to pick it up on Chol HaMo'ed. That's not allowed. But im hoshesh lahem, if you're nervous that if you leave them there, that they're going to become stolen by somebody from the craftsman's house, mifanan lehatzerahe. You're allowed to move them from the craftsman's house to another house within a different courtyard, but not to your own home. So if you have a courtyard near the craftsman's house, you're allowed to take it and move it there, someone else, but you're not allowed to take it all the way back home. But Even if that's not possible, there is an allowance for you to bring the item home, but you should hide the item. It should not be public in the view for the public to see.